May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for May 9th, 2020. And today I'm going to discuss the last 2 weeks of fast-breaking news with two compendiums. Actually, I think I'm going to do three today because I got three of them in the can over the last 2 weeks with about 20 videos and articles that I have produced to document this amazing time in history. I mean, they'll look back at this 10 years from now as the turning point at the cusp of the Aquarian Age. I'm calling it the Aquarian Spring. Some people are calling it the big event or a time of revelations. But the cusp of Aquarius, which we're at, I'm calling it Aquarian Spring, a 10-year cycle that will initiate the millennial golden age of freedom and love. But first, we got to slog through the purging of all those old Piscean records of the last 2,000 years that are epitomized by deep fears, by the deep state that is trying to sabotage the high state by making everyone as miserable and fearful as they are, because their time is short, fear is great, and we're seeing it play out with the plandemic. I'll be talking about the plandemic today. Some people refer to it as the pandemic. But it was planned, and how it was planned, when it was planned, and the story of what's in the process is I'm going to try and give some perspective on that today. I think 10 years from now, they'll look back at this time and say, wow, what an amazing time of transformation. I like to think of it as global civilization going through a metamorphosis, like when a caterpillar worm transforms into a butterfly. Right now, we're kind of in that stage of the worm and the chrysalis when the worm is disintegrating into a goopy gob of stuff that's beginning to take shape as a butterfly. But, folks, we're a long way from taking flight as a global civilization. It's going to be a few years, and it's going to be, you know, we're still coming out of the goop, goopy gob of crazy, as the old paradigm disintegrates and the new paradigm integrates. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, again, I'll be going into these compendiums now, giving kind of an overview and a lot of different videos I'll reference. You can watch them on your own. This will go into a podcast here in a couple of days. Those who are following the show on our computer can open different windows. You can actually go to the heartcom.org website and the links that I've got provided there on the homepage. You can read or follow along what I'll be going through the narrative of these three shows on May 1st. May Day was the first one. I referred to it as Claim the Victory of Freedom. I'll be going through that first, like I said. And then on May 5th, I did a reality report, and I kind of claim the victory, how the lockdown is beginning to end around the United States and around the world. May 9th today, I referenced this process of the healing crisis that we're in, and this process of moving from crisis to recovery. And that piece I just published today on my website references the 7th, just a couple days ago. That was WESOC. And so from May Day to WESOC, a lot of stuff has happened. I'll be kind of skimming through that, be getting off the narrative a little bit. But before I get into all that, a little about the cosmic weather right now with the astrology psychology as subtly affects the quantum field and collective consciousness of humanity. The moon is in Sagittarius, and the sun is in Taurus. Some interesting astrology going on at T-square between the moon opposite Venus in Gemini, fire and air, in T-square with Neptune in Pisces. And it's like resolution of the opposition with the fire and air, with the water in Pisces. Neptune is exalted in Pisces. It's a kind of a cosmic love energy, a little dynamic creative tension. In the show today, regarding that, another aspect that's kind of reinforces that is a talent triangle, a sextile between Pluto and the Sun, and actually Pluto and Jupiter in conjunction, and they're trying the Sun. Both of them are sextile Neptune in Pisces also. So we got, you know, the creative tension, you know, the power of love, cosmic love. Neptune is really kind of a rarefied, it's like the deepest mystical of all the signs. It's exalted in Pisces. And there's two major aspects, geometries of the hour during the show today, as I give this, that hopefully will be channeled through my comprehension and perspective as I do this show on cosmic love. So enough of the astrology psychology. I'm going to go right into this first presentation I did on May Day, and it was called the Hero's Faithful Journey Through a Crazy World. I wax poetic, metaphoric quite a bit, kind of cryptic in some of my presentations, and this one, like a lot of presentations, they kind of do the love sandwich thing with, you know, light and love on the front end, the back end, and the meat in the middle is some strong meat, you know, some heavy stuff, but try to balance it out. You know, it's not all light, it's not all darkness. It's always, you know, the world is a patterning of brightness and color and pattern recognition, ideally, in terms that we hopefully, with these presentations, get the picture, the big picture, of where things are at and where things are going with this global crisis, the great 2020 system crash, and how we can rise to the occasion with the great 2020 system reset. So on May Day, it was kind of like the old May Day, May Day, you know, deep shift has hit the Aquarian fan. That's deep shift, S-H-I-F-T. So seize the vision, embrace the virtue, and claim the victory of Aquarius. That's the spirit of this post regarding the hero's journey. And, of course, the graphic on that page has the four quadrants, the four initiations, you might say, the four stages of the hero's journey, from the call to adventure, the supreme ordeal or initiation, the unification transformation, and then the road back to the hero's return. It's actually, this represents the four archetypes of Jung, fire, air, water, and earth, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, these four archetypes, and self and civilization, that really are the pyramid of self and civilization, the four sides of the pyramid of the family of mankind in a global village. These are archetypes, universal archetypes from man and his symbols, Jung, which I use a lot in the show to basically reference an understanding of the world we live in today through the language of archetypes. Because the more you understand this language of archetypes, which is a universal language, as Jung explains in his classic book for the layman called Man and His Symbols, and as you understand these archetypes, the more you see things archetypally. You get the picture, the pattern, method to the madness, to kind of see through the glass a little clearer in terms of what's, you know, to the patterning, a pattern recognition of what's really going on with the deep shift into an Aquarian age, and how the light of Aquarius brings up all that's unlike itself. Excuse me. So there's three parts of this first piece, and I'm going to go into that first as I explain this orientation on May Day. Part one is the global initiation that we're going through. Excuse me. Part two is strike the root. Fatality, fear, fakery, fails. And that's quite a, I could say that three times. Fatality, fear, fakery, fails. We're talking about the statistics with coronavirus. Finally, In part three, again, we're talking about the high end, where we're going into a united state, the high state, with optimal system reset, you know, holding the vision of where we're going. Excuse me. So we're going through some changes as a civilization very quickly. Call it the global initiation of Aquarius, the systemic holistic transformation, or call it a common sense upgrade of our five core internet freedoms for all global netizens. I mean, this is the event of revelations for the family of mankind. You might say all of us as united sovereigns of Earth in our all-connected global village. So we're all participants in a global ritual of initiation. Aquarian Age, Aquarian Spring, initiates of the Aquarian Age. We'll see this initiation of the spirit of Aquarius with ingenious new ways of culturing social conscience, building network communities, and owning our own lives, our own resources, and owning responsibility for our future. The ability to respond with an upgrade, again, of our core constitutional freedoms and internet terms of our instant everywhere interactive global village. So this is a time when we have the opportunity to reinvent ourselves or otherwise initiate an understanding of ourselves, you know, us as united sovereigns of Earth. And if you look in the larger scheme of things in the global procession of the equinox, Earth reaches this Aquarian space in the field, you know, the cosmic field, every 25,920 years or so. I have a link on that. You can read an article on the field and the understanding of astrology as, you might say, quadrants or segments, sectors of the field, 12 sectors of the field, different energies of deep space that are stepped down through the planets, which are like transformers, step down the energy into the field of the Earth, into the field of consciousness on the holodeck energy field between our ears, the field at all levels, on the microcosmic and macrocosmic, as above, so below, as within, and so with all. This is a rarefied energy field that initiates, initiates the spark of love consciousness, the flame of heart coherence, and the frequency of love and action. You know, love and action is a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. And we're talking about the frequency of love and action as in frequently, 5D perception. So light and love brings up all unlike itself for initiation and transformation with more light and love. So there's a video. This is one of the anonymous videos on the characteristics of an initiation ritual. It's a nice orientation to what's going on with cultural transmission and transformation, you know, psychologically. And you might call it the COVID ritual and vaccination of fear. Now we're being inoculated with fear and the repercussions of it and the reactions to it and what it means, the implications of it. So some of us, you know, have awakened with fearless faith in truth and love that naturally neutralizes fake fear porn news and faithless duh, as in dense and conscious and heartless energies. Others are still struggling with duh. I mean, fear is a classic duh attack, as in a faith challenge, you know, heartless dimwit. This is a personal test of initiation for all global netizens on the hero's journey to meet the challenge of fake stream media fear mongers, to wise up and rise up with their own conscientious common sense. And this is how the hero and the hero's journey gets home, quote unquote, back to source. All that is real. So everyone needs to pay attention. This initiation is happening now. There's another video from the anonymous. Everyone needs to pay attention to what's happening. interesting video orientation, kind of philosophical oriented. One of the quotes here is that the system was never designed for prolonged fear and stress as we are now experiencing in today's world. Today, fear is 24/7. Stress hormones shut down the immune system. Now, this is an increasing theme that's coming out on a lot of different websites, the understanding that all this fear and fear porn is basically shutting down the immune system of people worldwide, doing far more damage to global civilization than the flu that's going around. So there's a method to the madness. I'll be going into that more on today's show and hopefully navigating through it without creating any more stress, you know, just kind of giving an interesting perspective on it. You probably won't get anything perspective quite like this anyplace else. I mean, this is pretty much a cosmic cornucopia of perspectives that can stretch your mind a little bit, you know, a little perspective. Mind is kind of elastic, you know, kind of food for thought that you can chew on. Some of these ideas I go through today and in the videos and the articles. It sure beats watching the boob tube. I would think people on the path of wanting, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, they want to know what's going on. And specifically you prayer warriors that are listening, you want to have information that's more specific on what's going on so you can make calls and call down the cosmic fire or target, you know, all the stuff that's going on with your Ruby Ray guns and have a blast. And I'm getting waxing poetic here again, but point is that fearless faith reduces stress. And the creation of viruses in the body. So initiates appreciate this wisdom. Excuse me. So this first part I'll be talking about is an initiation process for initiates. It's initiating an understanding of what's going on in the world. And this brings me to part two of this first piece. It's called Strike the Root. And again, how fatality, fear, fakery fails. The statistics on fatality, they're way off. They're proven way off now. And this has been the last 2 weeks. There's been a lot of different stuff coming out saying that we've been played with false statistics to ramp up the fear. And it's now imploding. People all over the world are waking up to the fact that we've been played. And how we've been played, that's what this show is about, basically, with these three compendiums and the videos and the experts involved. You get a really good perspective if you want to do a quick study on this, you know, might say the transition from fear to faith. You know, we're right at that point, folks. So many of you know the quote by Henry David Thoreau where he says that there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. So Americans may be frightened, but they aren't stupid, and their trust in medical experts has been betrayed by top expert Tony Fauci. Tony Fauci has been exposed every which way, backwards and forwards, his history. This guy's going down. I mean, he's toast. From what I've seen in the last 2 weeks, I'll be referencing several different videos that you can watch for yourself if you haven't already, that this first video explains, this was from Brass Check TV, those who you can watch Brass Check TV. Brass Check servers are being blocked by a lot of mainstream media, and that's one thing I'll be talking about in the show today. There's virtually information warfare going on. American public is being censored, in a full court press right now. The truth is coming out, and the censorship's getting worse. So anyway, this first video, those who can watch this on the website, you know, the May Day 2020 blog, and I'll have these links in the podcast when it comes out. But again, this is what was said on Brass Check TV, April 30th, 2020. This was a pre-planned coup, as we've never seen before. Quote, they just shot tens of millions of Americans in the head economically. Fauci is their front man. And this is just in brutal expose of what's really going on here. And I put a warning on this next video. If this draconian coup is not exposed widely and challenged furiously, you can be sure the coup planners will be doubling down on crisis creation and its management. And I've been reading multiple websites that we really got to keep our eyes out for another false flag, whereby the coup planners are going to double down with more crisis, to lock down things again, because things are basically unlocking. You know, things. You know, the predictive model of the COVID statistics have been exposed as not just faulty, but blatantly wrong. And it turns out they were funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And there's an article on that by John Rappaport regarding Fauci and the Bush family, how Fauci goes back to involvement with the Bush family from Bush Sr. to Shrub, you know, Bush Jr. Anyway, there's more information from John Rappaport, an article on the COVID vaccine, Simple Facts Staring Us in the Face, and he's written about this a lot. He's one of the most brilliant people on the Internet. If you follow his blog, John Rappaport, his blog is called No More Fake News. You can go back over the last 2 weeks, and I mean, he has a blog coming out just about every day exposing another dimension of this giant psyop, how and why it's a psyop, and what the agenda is. He's brilliant. So had him on the show here about a month ago. If you didn't catch that, that was an interesting show. But his content on his website is above and beyond the 99% of the media out there regarding this situation. So another article I've got from the Corbet Report, and James Corbet is brilliant, giving an overview on what's going on with this global health monopolization by Bill Gates. He has this video how Bill Gates monopolized global health. And if you can get on the Corbet Report, CorbetReport.com, and check out his videos that he has coming out, they're probably the most comprehensive, brilliant, as a general rule, and mainstream, credible, intelligent that you'll find any place. So he has this video, how Bill Gates monopolized global health, and who is Bill Gates, and what's his story, where is he coming from, and where does it look like he's going? So that's a very good synopsis. A lot of these videos are standalone altogether. They give you the big picture. There's another one here from Del Bigtree, and again, this is the High Wire with Del Bigtree. If you're following the High Wire and you watch the websites, articles coming out from Del Bigtree, he's brilliant. I mean, if there was more people that stopped watching the Boob Tube and just followed some of the brilliant stuff coming out from really good sources on what's really going on, things would turn around really fast because people wouldn't put up with it. Once they realize how they've been played and what's the sinister, nefarious agendas, you know, that they're pushing through with all this fear porn, people wouldn't put up with it. So what's Del Bigtree saying, that on the heels of Senator Rand Paul's MD's powerful speech on the Senate floor, Del Bigtree interviews the Senator Scott Jensen, MD, in a very revealing interview on the financial incentives of treating COVID, plus what our lawmakers are doing to serve the public's well-being. He's, and what Senator Scott Jensen, MD, is saying is that let's push the chill button. It's okay. Let's get back to work. Again, there's a lot of sources explaining how and why this is a psychological operation. It was pre-planned. It's a pandemic. They've worked on this for years, and they got agendas. They're pushing it through, and they're doubling down harder. You know, it doesn't matter. It's how things are being exposed by a lot of people. It's going to take a really full court press of the public at large to turn this thing around, because the powers that were, so to speak, that are using this COVID to push their agendas, and I'll be talking about that more. But, you know, This is like it's a war, it's informational psychological war going on right now. So there's another post here, and this is from George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM, about how Fire Fauci, Dr. Fauci, the story of what he's doing, why he must be fired. And anyway, George Norrie interviews Judy Mikovits and Kent Eganlively and explain how and why they wrote their book, The Plague of Corruption. Now, this Plague of Corruption book that's come out in a movie called Plandemic that's come out, if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to want to. I'll be referencing that because it explains the history of the current leadership in the medical research community and this current pandemic crisis and virus theory and the analysis of what's really going on and 30 years of intensive and cutting-edge lab research working for national labs. This Dr. Judy Mikovits, her story is just amazing. Coming out big time. People are waking up very quickly. And another article from our client, his website, I provide a link here on sealed indictments issued on Dr. Fauci. Now, supposedly, Fauci's under indictment. Like I say, he's toast going down, and he's in the queue for one of those deep staters that are basically, you know, either going to Guantanamo or maybe he's going to be a key person that'll get some kind of immunity because he's going to rat on all the other power players that are at a higher level than he is. I doubt that's going to happen. You never know. We'd like to think there's going to be a cleaning house of all this deep state dark stuff so that the Aquarian light and love can have, you know, a chance to for more light and love easier and faster is, you know, of course the intention, but sometimes it's not the good we would do, but all the momentums and habits of institutions that are deeply entrenched that keep us stuck in the same old, downward spiral. So turning things around, it's going to be a process. There's all kinds of articles and videos that I've got here, and I kind of waxed poetic, you know, with philosophical stuff, you know, to kind of get into a neutral ground before I, again, serve up some strong meat on terms of the problem, the systemic core problem, so that people come out of the illusion that there is no problem. I mean, if people believe it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know, why go ahead changing things? So there's a process for people who believe religiously that modern medicine, you know, are the white knights, you know, and they're white, the high priests of medicine in their white robes with their drug placebos, you know, going to save us with their vaccines and, you know, drugs for whatever ails us. People that believe that religiously, you know, are maintaining the status quo, you know, business as usual. But, and of course, there's all these organizations that have a vested interest, you know, Bill Gates and Big Pharma and Alphabet agencies and government, NIH, CDC, WHO, they have a vested interest in maintaining the status quo and making a killing, indirectly causing disease with vaccines and then directly treating disease with drugs for whatever ails you. A lot of people can't grasp that yet. They're beginning to. It's really coming out how this is virtually a plot out of hell that's going on in civilization right now with the shutdown of civilization and saying that Bill Gates is saying that, you know, we can't come out of quarantine until we got to vaccinate everyone on the planet with his new vaccine that's they've been working on for the last decade. Now they got nanoparticles into it that they inject into the arm and so they can track everybody electronically and have the mark of the beast, so to speak, where they can actually not just track people, but use it with a new currency, a new economic system, and everybody's hooked into the artificial intelligence 5G grid. This is the kind of stuff that's coming out. Now, there's an article in this Mayday piece on 5G, the global human experiment without consent and most censored topic of all time. This is what's going on behind the scenes. Now, with, you know, while things are being shut down, they're installing 5G in public places and schools across the country. You know, it's like one of those necessary businesses, so to speak, that while kids haven't been in the schools and public places, they've been installing 5G, which, of course, affects the genetics of children and has never been proved to do no harm. There's been no safety testings, and they have immunity against being sued, just like the vaccine companies. Congress has signed off liability for 5G companies, just like they've signed off liabilities for vaccine companies, because the same Congress critters that sign off, you know, a protection racket for 5G and for vaccines are getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for their reelection campaign. Of course, that's the corruption with the revolving door between business and politics that we're dealing with, and it's part of the issue right now. So anyway, I could go into a lot more on that first May Day issue. There's a wonderful video from Saint Germain, the May Day message from Saint Germain, the Aquarian hierarchy of the Aquarian age, final flame clears the virus. And there's some fiery energy in there. And it's amazing that I was able to put that in at the last minute, that release, that video. It's kind of the inspiration keynote of that May Day piece. Well, here I am halfway through the show, and I'm just on going into the second piece I did here. I'm back on May 5th, less than a week ago, and it's called A Reality Report on the Plandemic Movie. I'm not saying pandemic, I'm saying Plandemic Movie. And I go into more on this understanding of this movie that I referred to earlier called Plandemic. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a copy of it here. I actually put up several YouTube videos that were taken down three times. It was different videos, different sources of this Plandemic movie. I put them, were taken down. Finally, I got it up on BitChute. A lot of people can watch it now, but other people, I'm finding out, they've let me know that their servers, depending on what server they have for their Wi-Fi or for their internet, are blocking it. They're blocking it. A friend of mine told me that he was in the McDonald's parking lot and he was on his laptop and pulling up using their Wi-Fi, and they blocked BitChute. And he said he went over to Arby's and they were blocking it too. So this is what's going. This is the new reality. There's war going on. There's a war, basically the whole truth and the big lie. And the perpetrators of the big lie do not want people getting the whole truth. And they're blocking channels that are telling the truth of what's going on. So I'm hoping you can get my websites okay. You can go like heartcom.org. I'm not sure if it's got the new links up, but you can always go to my websites that I have at Global Co-Creation Series. And that's actually on the heartcom.org website. If you go to the top of the page, you'll see the link on 2020's Global Co-Creation. Again, when I say heartcom.org, there's the first link is Heartcom Network, and the Heartcom Network page has these links at the top. One's called 2020 Global Co-Creation. I do have the last three compendiums up there that you can look at. So I'm going to go on to this lockdown ends, which is the subject of the reality report I did here about a week ago. And I say the lockdown ends because in practicality, you know, the whole PSYOP has been thoroughly exposed, and anyone that's forward thinking is now ready to go beyond the big lie, and pretty much the big lie, you might say, is locked down in the public's mind, like a narrative, perspective, or paradigm, to where we can't see the woods for the trees. You know, we're just kind of subservient to government edict on what we're supposed to do. So that's over, at least in the minds of people that have been reading my stuff, I would think, you know, because they have multiple videos, people a lot brighter than me, like Dr. Tenpenny in this Reality Report video that just sums it up brilliantly. It was just done May 3rd, which is, what, a week ago? She's saying, you know, this is the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the human race. She makes a good case of it. And other videos saying the same thing. Explaining that Bill Gates says we can reduce the world's population with vaccines, but aren't vaccines supposed to prevent disease and death? How are you going to reduce the world's population with vaccines if it's not going to cause disease and death? They're causing disease and death. Anyway, that article makes a good case. There's so many good cases on, you know, the problem. Very rarely do we hear about the solution, though. So we got this, you know, paradigm paralysis, and the understanding of what paradigm paralysis is, I go into it in this Reality Report. And this is, the Reality Report on May 5th on the website. And I thought, you know, I'd kind of give the heart of this message is, you know, the positive stuff. You know, there's a lot of, again, people talking about the problem, paradigm paralysis, but no, you know, where's the solution? Where's the paradigm shift? Where are we going? After the metamorphosis, you know, what does this butterfly look like? You know, how are we going to take wing? And so there's a wholly new open system of well-informed choice, personalized, holistic self-care for online netizens. And this is where I go into global telecare, what that looks like, how that works. There's a website article I published in Natural Life News 5 years ago. There's a published article is at global telecare. And basically, it's the spirit of what Buckminster Fuller was talking about when he said that you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So the new paradigm in global holistic healthcare will be free online universal self-care, the global telecare model. And what that looks like, for those who've read the article, you got a sense of it. There's videos with that article. And I've actually done some new articles, updates from that article in Natural Life News. It was 5 years ago. I've got some update information for links at that article for those who are interested. What is the future of global holistic health? Basically, what's going on is the best and brightest holistic healers in the world have come up with a myriad of simple, inexpensive, and non-toxic remedies for preventing and curing disease that have been suppressed by the medical pharma complex for a century. But a new paradigm is emerging. In the future, you'll simply be able to go to the telecare website and go through the portal for your blood type as corresponds to your metabolic type and which foods are ideal for all people with the same biological individuality as you have. I mean, there's a lot of well-documented research on this. I had training on this 20 years ago with Dr. Richard and Laura Powers, who pioneered work on metabolic typing, biological medicine, but this information has been suppressed by the corrupt drug per symptom system of allopathic medicine we now have for obvious reasons, because it references highest common denominator, highly individualized, personalized, customized healthcare programs that you can direct yourself with well-informed choice versus the system we have now, where basically you bow to the high priest of medicine with their drug sacraments, and they prescribe what they want to give you for whatever symptoms you have. So that's kind of, we're talking about highest common denominator system versus a lowest common denominator system, and the old status quo doesn't want things to change. Obviously, they're making a killing, indirectly causing disease and directly treating the symptoms. And via vaccines, as I've documented extremely well on the website on vaccine information with multiple videos and articles on the subject I've accrued over the years, that you can look at that to get an understanding that they set up pathologies in the body that people then use drugs to treat for the rest of their lives from cradle to grave. I mean, this is like, don't spare any words condemning this system that is completely out of hand. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-vaccination. If toxins are involved, invasive toxins that, whack the immune system and set up pathologies for life, I'm against that. So the idea is that in the future you'll be able to go to this telecare website and search their database or open database with your generic symptom profile to see what corresponds in terms of those treatment processes or products that are getting the best results for a budget you can afford. I mean, this is called well-informed choice, also known as health freedom. I get into mentions of this on the website in this reality report. Some people are really interested in this, what global holistic healing will look like, the concept of wisdom of the crowd, how registered members of your mastermind alliance or blood group, on the website, your blood type group, can contribute to this global self-care community by sharing the results of whatever modality of care they end up choosing. So what works best then becomes a self-evident truth that becomes more evident as more members share their results, whether that be dietary lifestyle or allopathic, naturopathic, homeopathic, osteopathic, chiropractic, or some eclectic combination of whatever. So this self-care model of selfless, non-profiteering service, it's free and open to everyone. And how does it pay the bills? It has the yellow pages of products and services from health professionals and suppliers that may be recommended in one's telecare search, like a hybrid of Craigslist and eBay that specifically serves healthy results. In the meantime, the crazy stuff we got going on now, we got FDA Gestapo goons shutting down U.S. health clinics that use vitamin C for curing coronavirus. Is that because the Chinese have been getting good results doing that, or is it because there's no money in natural non-toxic cures for the big pharma monopoly that just shut down the world economy? Anyway, there's an article on that. FBI raided doctors' clinic for offering intravenous vitamin C treatments. The FBI, wearing full protective gear, raided the Allure Medical Spa because it offered vitamin C injections for non-toxic treatment of coronavirus. So, vitamin C is also known as the sunshine vitamin. And like vitamin D, as is synthesized in the body from exposure to sunlight, they are both very effective to keeping your immune system strong. Yet, California Governor Newsom, who's in the back pocket of Big Pharma, outlawed access to the beaches, even though sunlight UV is known to kill viruses. So what kind of mind-controlled sorcery does this? Well, it's a drug-pushing medical monopoly that's stuck in paradigm paralysis. And what we're seeing is a global holistic healing paradigm shift as people wake up, wise up, rise up, and basically say, it's time for evolution, revolution, revelations. Things got to change. So this is the hero's journey, the creative ascent process. And I got enough time to finish up with this piece I just published today. It's called From Healing Crisis to Recovery. And this is basically my WESOC piece. I didn't get it done on WESOC, which was 2 days ago. Of course, WESOC is the full moon in Scorpio, and it's a celebration. It's a celebration a lot of Buddhists have, or Gautama Buddha, in this case, shares a message from David Christopher Lewis, A Heart Stream. Kind of one of the highlights of this piece. I wanted to get it. It was just released, actually, yesterday. And I put this up at the bottom of the page. So you can skip to the bottom of this message on the website for the Wesak message from Gautama Buddha. It's a real deal, folks. I mean, I've been following this guy, David Lewis, now and had him on my radio show over many years. And I've checked out his story. And it's not Gautama Buddha. It's very close to what my higher self tells me Gautama Buddha would sound like, you know, from basically kind of tune in to the message of the invocations. And, of course, David also, back on May Day, gave a heart stream dictation, channeling representation of the spirit of St. Germain, you know, Hierarch of the Aquarian Age. So I can't, you know, think of anything better to do than put these messages up as they come out from multiple sources on the problem and the solution. In this case, the first part of this piece I wanted to go into is the whole truth that neuters the big lie. And there's three parts. Let me go through this kind of quick. We're going to have to wrap it up here before too long. The whole truth neuters the big lie, how holistic healing eclipses big pharma. So just as when you are sick and purging toxins, you know, with a cold, fever, coughing, vomit, diarrhea, and other flu-like symptoms of viral shedding, so is global humanity now in a healing crisis. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Spiritually, there's inordinate mass fear, which inverts, subverts, and perverts fearless faith. Mentally, fear creates anxiety, anger, argumentation, and shuts down an open mind. Emotionally, fear fosters negative feelings with depression of the sense of well-being. Physically, fear afflicts the immune system, weakening spiritual, mental, emotional resistance to disease, which manifests in the body because they're all connected. Obviously, holistic healing, by way of all the above, begins with fearless faith, the whole truth that liberates us from the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that billions of people actually believe it, you know, regarding this coronavirus psyop. So what is the whole truth that liberates us from the big lie? A holistic health initiative of unbiased integrity, properly positioned, packaged, and promoted, will mainstream the Aquarian dream of global holistic healing standards for optimal health. So this is where you can, at this point, go to the Global Telecare upgrade website where I've got upgrades. I mean, it's Global Telecare has come a long way in the last 9 years that I've been writing about it. I've been back to the drawing table many times. So there are some upgrade components to it. So this vision of what global holistic healing, universal self-care, universal healthcare will look like for free for people online all over the world. The end of the disease care system, paradigm paralysis as we've known it. So part two of this Wesak piece is the root cause of global disease. Fear weakens immunity to disease. So we want immunity to disease. Fear weakens it. So this begins with this understanding that 2020 is the code for perfect vision, 2020 vision. It's also the year, 2020, that will go down in history as the moment when we finally opened our eyes, the great awakening from fear to faith, from the love of power to the power of love. Now, the ordained power of love is the light side of the force, and the inordinate love of power is the dark side of the force. This is the battle of light and darkness as seen in the Star Wars movies. It's kind of a universal theme. This is also the battle we now see on Earth between the high state and the deep state. That battle's heating up. Now, this is one of the keynotes of this piece is these three movies, the Plandemic movie update, CARES Act premeditated, and finally some good news. And these are three short movies. The Plandemic movie is incredible. I've had to reload it several times, but I got it now. You can look at that. There's another 7-minute shocker about the $2 trillion bankster bailout in the CARES Act, which was written before the coronavirus contagion, just like the Patriot Act was written the year before 9/11. So this whole pandemic thing is busted. This video goes into it, explains it. It's got references that you can check out for yourself, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 website articles that document every aspect of this objective expose on the red alert on how the plandemic is now busted. So this whole PSYOP is now exposed. And then this third Keith Short video is a 5-minute shocker from internet sensation Dr. Rashid Buttar, who's had some incredible stuff recently. He explains how the coronavirus task force has effectively dumped the Bill Gates, CDC, and World Health Organization predictive contagion model and is now working with the real data. And what the real data is showing, this has been a scam from the beginning. And more information on the real data, stuff that will kind of blow your mind. But, folks, I mean, there's a war of mass deception going on. And you can see more on that in the article called Digital Book Burning in a Totalitarian Age by Lou Rockwell.com. We are fast becoming a nation, a world of book burners. That's a really interesting article. It's digitally, meaning like censorship of YouTube videos and all kinds of other stuff by the new Ministry of Truth. And there's an article, Facebook's Ministry of Truth goes live. Social media giant names 20 people to its Supreme Court for content moderation. So that's kind of an amazing article. I mean, you got to realize that Facebook is a public forum that's been hijacked, or I should say privatized, meaning it puts stockholder profits above public rights under the Constitution. I mean, corporate law violates constitutional law when profits trump people. And when people trump profits, Aquarian Spring will mature with social network platforms licensing the right to utilize Global Telecom, co-creating an alliance of alliances on the network of networks, the cosmic web of Aquarian light and love. And there's links that you can go to and understand what I'm talking about there. So the third part of this last piece is called The Consequence for Willful Ignorance. Either we self-correct or we suffer. Now, I get into some philosophical thing about our Aquarian destiny here. I mean, kind of a reference, a quote from Gautama Buddha from the Wesak video that is at the bottom of this piece. And, you know, Gautama is saying that when you speak of who you were, remember who you are becoming. And the spirit and the understanding of that, that's kind of, you know, like the greatest mystery sometimes veiled in paradox. But we're all in a process of becoming, you know, the evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective consciousness is the whole spirit of our Aquarian destiny, whereby we wise up and we rise up, you know, rise and shine, folks, or sit and spin, you know, your choice. So I go into some philosophy about this, but the thing I wanted to emphasize in closing on this piece here is this video by Really Graceful. And if you've ever followed the other videos I've put and posted by Really Graceful, that's her name. And she's got a really sweet voice. And she gives a summary of the crisis that just sums it up very well. It's not a long video. What is it, 15 minutes long? If you can't see any of the video besides the Gautama Buddha video, and again, some will be interested in different things. Some will be interested more in the spiritual. This video is kind of, by Really Graceful, kind of spiritual vibe to it. Because in a very graceful way, kind of goes through, you know, kind of a loving girl child spirit. You know, even the voice is just really sweet, but she really kind of nails it, what's going on. So basically, she gives compelling reason for mass awakening right now. And I go into kind of a philosophy on that a little bit. I've been talking about the astrology psychology of how right now in the larger quantum field scheme of things, Pluto has now finished a complete orbit back to the same degree of alignment as it was back in 1776 in the deep space field of Capricorn. Same point, you know, but now it's a global affair. I mean, we're looking at a conflicted time of power shift because it's in Capricorn, and the energies is dealing with, you know, power elite and authority structures and basically a shift of power from a top-down, downward spiral that's going on with corporatocracy and tyranny to a bottom-up ascent, the evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective consciousness, you know, the Aquarian spirit of university and diversity, universal brotherhood, sisterhood. This is what we're moving into. It's a global affair now. A new common sense is matriculating the 3D matrix of global intelligence with 5D spherical spiritual conscience and distant time, you know, 4D, fourth dimension from internet to internet. And again, I give kind of a philosophical orientation to this. I finish up this piece with a little humor and inspiration, a really funny thing from Bill Mayer in Awakening with JC. He's got a couple million views on these videos in just a couple days. So a little humor there, and then finishes up with Gautama Buddha's 2020 Wesak message. And, what can you say about that? You know, it's like take it from the top, above and beyond. Then that's all I'm going to finish, folks. I want to thank you for listening. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.